Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where we're joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers at the foreign desk. And Tom, there is some new tension as things are really on edge in Tunisia. Let's get up to speed on what's happening overseas.
Yeah, well, let's go back a couple of months. There's been some real disagreement between the senior members of the government. Tunisia, President Saeed now has come forward. He says there's a provision in the Constitution where he can claim emergency powers. Very contentious, but he has done so. In essence, he's kind of calling the shots for the next 30 days. He's dismissed his prime minister, Mencici, also the cabinet. Parliament is shut down. The Speaker of the Parliament showed up yesterday. Doors were locked. So, we're kind of in this limbo land now. And part of the country is saying, yes, we need this because the economy is really, really going down and down and down. It's a basket case. And coupled with that, we have full vaccination rates of only 7% in the country. So a lot of woes. High unemployment as well, about 18% for young people. It's got a lot of problems, but a lot of people are around the world are saying, please try to solve this without bloodshed. But we're in this kind of tense situation right now. We don't know where this thing's going to be going.
Right. And we should mention Tunisia is a relatively young democracy, right? And its proximity to Europe, just across the Mediterranean from Italy, it makes it a real point of focus.
Yeah, if you go back, and it's only been 10 years, it was the first country that jumped on the Arab Spring bandwagon, and really it's the only quote-unquote success, qualified success, that we've had. All other countries have kind of fallen by the wayside and had a myriad of problems, but they've done relatively well. One big problem, though, they needed support. They were going for a fourth time to the International Monetary Fund for funds, trying to get subsidies for fuel and food for people. And you get countries that have money problems. They keep going back to the IMF. They keep digging deeper and deeper into the debt pile, seemingly never able to get themselves out of that.
And, of course, this is all going on is he's claiming that this is not a coup. And really, is it?
Well, it depends. Half the country says, yes, it's a coup, it's a power grab. And the other country says, no, things have gotten too bent out of shape here. We needed to do this. We needed to hit the reset button. So that's why, again, tensions are so high. Can he get in? Can he put somebody in as a prime minister right now, interim, that can find the agreement of both sides in the country saying, okay, maybe we can have new elections. Who knows? A couple months down the road. But right now, things are pretty difficult.
Right. Well, we know that you'll be keeping an eye on things and bring us any updates on to how this country goes. But certainly it would be a shame if democracy lost the victory that it had with this country, if it devolves into more of a dictatorship. Tom Rivers from the Foreign Desk for ABC, thank you.
Take care.